Tonight we're talking the season premiere of WAGS, WAGS Collide. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
What up, AfterBuzz? This is your boy DJ Jesse Jane here in studio for the WAGS AfterBuzz TV After Show. We were just so crunk, we had to start turned up, you know what I mean? I'm joined in studio by two of my lovely ladies. We have Miss Trinae Todd.
Hey, what's up, you guys?
Straight in with the BET bangs.
Dude, no, I'm just kidding. But what's up, you guys? Your girl Trinae. I'm happy to be back in the studio.
Coming in with that beachy curls. She got Sharjah Cell.
Hey, guys. Back like I never left. I know that I missed you and you missed me. Well, a lot of people did.
Hello.
So it feels good to be back.
Thank you for coming and joining.
It feels good to be sitting next to you.
I know. This is our first show together and we have been friends and cohorts for months now.
Mm-hmm.
Running to each other at random parties. I love Trinae.
I stalk her
this
on
is
Instagram.
Good, this is good
I'm
people.
Like, dang.
This
she was. So I find out the bitch gonna move from next door to me and not even tell me.
Wait, who?
She lived right next door to me.
She lives super close to Jesse.
But we don't need no personal information, so we'll have that conversation after this. WAGS season 2 premiere. I was entertained.
Yes.
I think I actually genuinely like all of the girls. I have a love for each one of them. They all add to the show.
Yeah.
Whereas last season,
Lord have mercy, last season, Jesus.
Dry.
But
dry
E spell. Got it together, and we don't see Ashley.
But you know who they kicked up to the forefront now?
Miss Sasha got the fucking peach.
Alicia Keys, yes. Alicia Keys has her peach, but really quickly,
Cynthia Bailey of this. She's putting in work.
I ran into Ashley. And I ran into her maybe 2 months ago.
Was she by herself?
She was in Sherman Oaks, and she was with... She looked barefoot. I hate to say this, but you know the old adage of barefoot and pregnant. She looked really pregnant. Her skin was glowing but greasy. She had a ponytail, no makeup, no glasses, and kind of like this gray frock of a dress. Like she had just been wrestling with kids all day. And she was pregnant. So I was really anticipating, as much as I dragged her last season and as much as her voice is like literal nails on a chalkboard for me, I was kind of anticipating seeing, you know, baby number 2 being born. And of course, her fine ass fiance.
That's all you cared about, Shaw. You was not worried.
No.
You was not trying to go on the journey with Ashley.
I was trying to go on the journey with Ashley, her fiance, catching glimpses of him. Her fiance is fine. He's trash, but
fiance.
He's fine.
Her fiance was
When am I going to get my wedding? He got her pregnant, but she's still with
two children now. And then I ran into Nicole. I ran into Nicole back in February. I texted Jesse when I saw her. It was around Grammy party, Grammy season. We were at a party together.
Her fine like, man, Larry.
And she's very pretty in person, too.
She's everything. They're just all beautiful girls. All right, but let's talk about tonight. So, obviously, we had to start the episode off in true WAG style with the crazy cousins, Natalie and Olivia, getting their vaginas steamed.
Gotta keep
flashback
it nice.
To first season. What was first season? They went in to try and get their vagina tightened. Remember? That
yes,
was the first one?
Yes.
So this season, we're getting it steamed. Which I found out that if I wanted to get my ace steam, I could.
Nice and fresh. You know, when you're dating the athlete, you gotta pull some things out there.
If you all listen to Jasmine Sullivan's song, Mascara, it applies to WAGS. My thing is, I felt like production was like, okay, how can we spice this up? Because the standard thing in reality TV is to meet up and have cocktails or a happy hour. So it's different to have meaningful conversation as you're having hot water mist being applied to your naughty bits. So it was different, but it was totally pointless.
But I think it's like about like the Beverly Hills thing. Like this is what these women do is they literally, I don't think they drank this much last season. These girls had a glass in their hand. But
well, they needed to.
Autumn's in the 101 like
sipping a mimosa, right?
It's the lifestyle. It's like, you know, either you're cut out for it or you're not. Like, we're getting our badges steamed. This
are
is
you
a
not
part of
cut
lifestyle.
Out for it? Are you here to get steamed?
I mean, I would love to sit around and not go to work and go get my situation steamed. Are you kidding me?
And
be a lady who lunches. That's one of my goals. I can't wait for retirement.
What the steaming does for the badge. much.
Well, it drains you of toxins.
But my thing is, what's the point if it's like with the whole anus steaming? That's what they were kind of alluding to.
See, I think honestly, the anal steaming. Well, no, all it's of that. Kinda, I can see
isn't
it for
that
everything.
Counterproductive because bacteria and toxins are going to constantly be down there.
Well, girl, you might want to cleanse it once in a blue moon. Because right. Then now I'm thinking about with the girls. I'm like, yeah, because y'all got blood coming.
That's
out.
What scalding hot showers are for. You know that. Ooh. There's Twitter jokes that say that black women, that our showers be on hell, so.
Yeah, but I'd be scared to, like, put heat on it. Like, even so, like, you know, you got one of them shower heads that come off.
Oh, yeah.
No, when I be cleaning up in there, and it be hot, I'd be like, woo, it's hot. So I don't know if I could do the badge thing.
All it takes is for something to go wrong, and you try explaining that to the medics.
Right, they like, or your boyfriend, when he like, well, it's tighter, and you're like, well, it wasn't supposed to end up like that. It melted together. All right, so they go into that. We find out that Olivia and Sean aren't together, and we find they're on a break right now. And I'm sorry, Sean and Natalie aren't together. They're on a break.
Yes, Sean, who called himself God.
Jesus.
Yeah, in particular. Jesus. We had a whole hash out. You know what? I'm not complaining about this because you all know I've been consistent in my disgust and dislike for Sean. So any moment that he's not on my TV is a good moment for me.
Okay.
Yeah, I think maybe she could go out with somebody a lot better than him. I mean, he seemed like, you know, he would be the type that if anything were to happen to him, he'd be really lazy and he'd be depending on her money. I feel like if he
really?
Was to get injured,
he'd be about to drop a $9 million.
He'd be like,
no, but she's saying like he'd be one of those guys, let's say something happened to his knee that threw off his entire football career where he couldn't play again.
Yeah.
Right. And he'd be like on the couch like, we'll do something about it.
Right.
We got bills to pay him here.
Right.
Really? Dating Natalie? I don't see Natalie being like someone dating her would think that she's gonna be that kind of girl. Olivia, yes. I see Olivia being like, Natalie being like, Olivia, you can't keep doing that for him. He's going to think like you're always just going to be there to fucking like do his toenail.
Okay, I'll give you that.
You know
and
what I'm
while,
saying?
While we're talking about Olivia, I can't be the only one who noticed the fillers in the new nose.
Mm-hmm.
She looks good though. That's not taking away from it, but that nose is definitely new.
There's something different about her. I saw her at the OK magazine party and something was really off. Like she looked different. So.
Yeah, maybe she was too. In the healing process, but to be honest, I didn't really notice the new nose in scene. I noticed it in confessional.
Mm.
In the interview.
That pimple?
I mean,
she always
listen,
had that,
they
though.
Don't have
like,
the best skin.
I mean,
and they be putting on makeup.
Pounds of makeup.
But it's
we
just
should
like...
wear that pound cake. All right, so Olivia's dating Mercedes, who's from the Jacksonville Jaguars. We'll talk about what that means in a moment. They go on a dinner date, and I didn't sense any chemistry. Like, I feel like she keeps dating these guys where it's just freaking awkward. And it's like, Olivia, like, I don't know. I want better for you, because I do think she's a sweet girl. I think that, like, I would love to see the unedited version footage to her on a date with a random guy.
Yeah.
Because I
these
really want to
had no chemistry though.
At all.
It was just random conversation and I felt personally I don't know why and no it has nothing
something
to,
spoke to her soul.
Something I told Jesse as we were watching the episode
voice.
It's like it hit me like an episode of That's So Raven and I wouldn't be surprised if Mercedes was gay.
Oh, you got that vibe?
I did. And I want to publicly note before you all troll the comments, this was before I came to this before
he
mentioned anything
fashion.
About fashion.
Mm. And then he said, I can give you a tip or two. And then
each thing he kept saying, I kept looking at Jesse like.
And then they end up in a shoe store.
Oh, what are the.
So this is not, you know, any type of thing to incite men who like fashion or like women, you know, like their woman looking good and getting shoes. That's not saying that they are gay. I'm just saying prior, I feel like I should really, really emphasize that point. Prior to him even saying anything about fashion, I just had something hit me, and I was like, I think that this man, it would not surprise me if this man turned out to be a homosexual.
Very true.
Yeah,
and then it just
the
kept
ones.
Escalating, and we was like, Well, bitch, I had two glasses of tea after that dinner.
Maybe, you know, she's just really desperate to have a boyfriend.
Clearly. She ran after Sean Merriman last
when he stood
up. Clearly, because it's just like, I always feel like she kind of wants to one-up Natalie.
No, like, I don't think it's that. I think, honestly, genuinely with her, I think she wants love.
She wants that happily ever
after. She sees it around her, and it's just like, she said it last season. She's like, I just feel like I'm always the girl that's like, I don't have anyone. So then when she's brought with these girls to a place where there's all these attractive men who have money, and that's the world that she's in, she's like, oh wait, okay, receptors open, like, where's my husband, my lover? I don't think she's going in there like, fuck Natalie, I'm gonna get someone better than Sean, or
not that, but it's just like, she's like, isn't it so funny how like now you're the one that's at home and I'm the one that's going on a date? Like, that's kind
of, I think,
of
they're
like,
just so close with each other that it's like they literally know way too much about each other's lives.
And it has to be a blow to her self-esteem, honestly, if you're in the athlete world and everyone around you is dating or has a ring and you don't, I would feel good about myself.
Walked out on you last year on national television.
By the way, I love Autumn's darker hair. I like it better than the blonde.
I didn't like the blonde.
Honestly,
either.
I think all the girls stepped up this season, because even Sasha looks really good. The three
Sasha's makeup artist, we having her together.
Oh, man, even in person, she's really cute.
Yep, and but even the three the cousins and the sister and Nicole, all their makeup stepped up. They had bomb ass makeup last year, but I feel like someone switched them to like powder foundation to liquid or something.
But I do like, and she, I kept saying, because Autumn, and I know I said this last season, she looks like Laverne Cox to me. Yeah. And that is not a bad thing, because Laverne is a very beautiful woman. But Jesse said, so he had an aha moment, and he said, if Laverne Cox and Portia Williams of the Atlanta Housewives came together, boom, Autumn
would we'd have Autumn,
right? Literally. And if you really look and think about it, it's Laverne and Portia coming together and as one.
And the scene is when she's talking to her man and she's just like googly eyed over him, and she's like,
you see all the two, right?
All the
right.
Portia smile.
Yes.
God bless you, Autumn. All right, so on this dinner date, some other key red flags were, Mercedes said, you know, I just am really a relationship kind of guy, you know, like, I've been cheated on, and, you know, I don't really know how to trust women now, because I feel like the women that come into my life. Now, I had a similar conversation, if you guys watch our Love and Hip Hop After Show with Stefan this weekend, and my question is like, how are you hurt by someone cheating on you when you live in a world of, now, I'm not saying every athlete is a cheater. But, I mean, we know kind of what comes with the world and whatnot. Right. And, I mean, maybe he is, like, the one guy.
You know, maybe for him, he's just, like, hoping that whenever he gets in a relationship, he could show them the world and things like that. And then when things don't go the way that he expected them to be, then he wants to play the victim. Because it could have been just, like, yeah, he got cheated on, but he could have been cheating, too. And then the girlfriend was like, all right, so if you're cheating, then I'm going to be cheating, too.
But it's like, oh, you can't do it because you're the girlfriend. I'm the star. I'm the player.
I'm
like,
the breadwinner.
He may have not been cheating. He may have been, like, out with some female. And then she was like, oh, you out with a female? Okay, I'm a show you kind of thing. So
he's showing everyone everything. Whether anyway, it's fashion or
while we're talking about sports and wives, did you guys watch the OJ thing, the 30 for 30?
No.
On ESPN?
I saw part of it here.
It's so good. It's five parts, but it's 2 hours per part. I binge watched them. So
it's
good.
Almost like you how to make it the making of a murderer.
It's similar to a la Making of a Murderer, and that's what makes it good, because it's an actual documentary and it documents everything. It's no reenactment, Ryan Murphy, American Crimes. It's actually, and it is mind boggling, really. Really.
Even after watching the Ryan.
Even after watching it, because it takes you, you learn different things, and that man was such a charmer. It literally walks you through the end of the 60s to present day with OJ. The whole Nicole thing, like, it's literally chills. 911 calls, first hand account.
Binge watching tonight.
You all should check it out too. Tweet me if you've seen it. ESPN.
We'll do an after show next week.
No, because I've been spreading the gospel about this, because they need an Emmy. Okay. They really do. It's so good.
I mean, the 30 for 30 people do good. That would be interesting. All right, so we see Autumn in her boo. What is his name? Because he spells it in a totally different way. It's S-E-Y-I, but it's like Sai. Sai.
I want to say. That's how...
I don't know. So Autumn and her man, a husband. We're gonna call him husband because I feel like she would just be like, "He is my husband. He's not my man. He's my husband."
The ones that are married, they emphasize.
Okay. We don't know what goes lemonade. not Daddy Kane's lemonade. You can taste the that lemonate.
Who don't hurt yourself.
You think I am right?
So. We find out that she's bi-coastal, so he ended up playing for Philly, so they're living
in
Philly.
And they're off-season.
But they're here in the summertime renting a place. And this conversation comes up about how how Sasha feels they should throw a bridal shower for Barbie because...
This is messy.
You know, we weren't there for her, and I feel like she's hanging out with these girls more, and, like, we haven't really been participating, and, like... I feel like we should throw something. And I was like, oh, Natalie will be there. Girl, I think you should do that by yourself.
Right.
Which, an interesting quote at the end we got, wow, it must be that she hates Natalie more than she loves Barbie. Mm-hmm. And that's a really dope thing to throw out there. Because I feel like a lot of people allow hatred to outweigh love in a situation like that. Like, if Barbie is your homegirl, your best friend, it don't matter if you hated all those bitches, you gonna stand right up next to her and be like, salt free for the day.
Well, aside from that, I just find this whole situation to be deliciously messy on a different level. Because here we have this woman planning for her friend a bridal shower. And this woman does not know that she ain't invited to the wedding.
Girl, she knows. That's
little
why she's
do you
doing
know.
It.
She was like, I'm checking everything. I'm checking the e-vites, and I haven't got anything. So maybe it's in my junk mail.
She's on Facebook.
Yeah.
She's like, and checking to see if other people, like, did you invite Autumn? It's all the mess in the making.
It's kind of like one of those things where you don't get invited, so you were like, okay, this is what I have to do in order to make sure that I'm there or make sure that she knows that I care. Because it's just like, it's really random. And I'm sure Barbie was like, that's random. Like, why does she want to throw this for me?
Right.
Like, we haven't talked all summer.
We already had a bridal shower. You missed it. Remember? All right. So, flip side of that of Autumn is we find out through Olivia's sister, who now joined the show, Sophia.
Khloe Kardashian.
I love me some Miss Sophia.
I like Miss Sophia.
She has no filter.
I like it. She spices up the show.
Okay.
And I don't think that Autumn fully knows what she was getting into. I looked over at Jesse, like, when Autumn was talking all that crap, I'm like, I think Sophia might give you maybe your match, Miss Autumn, like, watching that.
Well, Autumn, she says she's from the Bay. She was like, I'm from the Bay, popping, so don't make me pull off.
But you like,
that ain't happening.
But she was like, and why you over here effing for your green card? Like, she really was going.
She said that. I must have missed.
She didn't say it to her, but she pretty much was just
when she
like
was MFing.
Yeah, she was like, you know, the fact that you effing for your green card, like, stay in your lane. You ain't even claim, like, kind of thing like that. Like, she don't know.
Well, my thing is, my bone to pick with Autumn within this whole fiasco with the her versus Sophia beef is that how are you going to jump down this woman's throat about how you need to mind your MFing business and keep my name out of your mouth when we all know the premise and the basis of this show is all of you all coming together and dishing the dish.
And then on top of that... But you say that when Sasha comes to you to spill
exactly.
the bomb spring tea.
And on top of that, that's that girl's immediate reaction to defending her sister after you dragged her sister or cousin, whatever.
Off of a rumor.
Off of a rumor, but she has the receipts from Baller Alert right in her phone.
Ooh,
so it's like, you know.
We're not going to go there.
Right.
We're not going to go there, right, guys. So, like, come on. We're not Googling people, but we can hear a hearsay rumor and start some
exactly.
shit.
So now
and
it's
the couple's
your
not
business.
Together anymore.
When your back's against the wall, now it's mind your business. Okay,
yeah,
Autumn.
You mind your business. She's like, I know what goes on between me and my husband. Like, maybe, you know, he did cheat on her or whatever. But we're going to get to that. I'm going to say my part on that.
So Sophia, Sophia's dating someone, been dating for a minute. Jason from some hockey situation. I don't know. You know, I don't be paying attention. My question, I really would love to see how these girls really interact, because I always think sisters are and brothers are an amazing thing. So to have an Olivia and Natalie who are best friends but also cousins, and now you're throwing in Olivia's little sister.
Yeah.
And Olivia has some insecurities to her. Mm-hmm. So now to have Sophia come on the show and be this little spitfire, and she mm-hmm. got a man, and like, I don't know, because there was a moment where I saw Olivia and it felt like she was talking down to her like the little sister.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, how long do you plan on being here? And I just want to let you know that I have this going on.
Sophia's going to be on season 3, boo.
Right.
She's she like, may take your spot, claim your spot. Step it up, ladies. I mean, everybody's on the chopping block. Yeah. We got a show to produce.
She finds this stuff on the Baller Alert. We going to see if there's a dick picture out there, y'all, because I feel like I
you felt that in your spirit, too, that there may be a nude floating around.
Somewhere on Tumblr.
How messy is that, though? It's just like, the groupie obviously sent that to Ball Alert,
mm-hmm.
and who knows if she flipped the story around. She could have easily just had a picture of him that he sent.
Yo,
and
the
then
way
put in the
set
text,
these text messages,
you know what
up?
I mean, you never know.
Yo, bitches will Photoshop a conversation, y'all.
They will, but bitches will also end up in court, too. Woo! So be careful what you do.
Sure the fuck will.
I know a lot of people that
I'll wait for the day.
Who do the do and sign a lot of non-disclosure agreements. And you also have to watch what you perpetuate about people. If you're behind that computer and you copy and pasting and shading and filling in to create this tech, to create scandal, if you will, and submitting things to blogs, you may end up in court.
Yeah, because, I mean, they can search your computer. And even though you may have deleted it, it's still going to be in the server somewhere.
Yeah. If it's something inflammatory and someone really takes issue with it and calls the legal team, call the legal team to get on that ass, then it's a wrap.
Because I was just confused. There was a picture of him. There was a picture of him.
Because people really don't understand that. Like,
yeah.
Y'all are just putting people's tea out, not understand. Like, I get it's reality TV, but hello, we live in a world mm-hmm. where legalities.
Defamation of character. I'm taking the whole show to court. Like,
Wags, no, the shit's called Jesse.
Yeah, yeah. Jesse on Eve.
The whole photo situation was him, and then it was a female whose butt was just kind of like,
yeah,
like they were exchanging photos.
The hot tea is if the photo isn't out. I could see if she snatched it off of Google, but how would she be privy to a photo like that?
Mm-hmm. Mm.
That's the wig snatcher.
Yeah, no, they out here, y'all.
And things happen.
And things
really do happen. Even in marriage, things happen.
And Autumn knew something happened, because even when Sasha brought up, you know, that Google stuff, Autumn was like,
first of all, Autumn's been with this man since she was 19. She
know.
There's
come on,
probably
thank you.
Been some cheating in there. And, you know, yes. It's either, you either, you know, walk away from it, walk away from that lifestyle.
She
or
ain't giving that up.
You deal with it and you work through it. It's what you want. It's what you choose to put up with.
Amen.
And, I mean, men in that sort of industry are going to cheat. Man,
well,
in general,
I mean,
no matter what
say,
industry.
He could be the plumber at the Jiffy Lube or whatever.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
He get the right moment at the right time, and he ain't stable right there. He gonna do it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Sasha and Antonio, we saw them also. They were on the cover of LA Travel cover.
She was so proud.
Girl, you know what? Get your life.
And they were at the Mondrian. I love the Mondrian. They took away their
happy hour,
though. But it's Skybar's in the Mondrian Hotel.
Yeah.
Their happy hour used to be bomb.
Yeah, it was.
But I guess it became too popular. You know how Hollywood is.
Mm-hmm. Once the gays find it.
You know, when I was around, I actually interviewed Sasha not too long ago at her music release party. Because as we
is she get singing
this
now
season,
too?
She's
and
singing.
She's pretty good.
She's performing. She's
heard.
A good performer.
Okay.
She has good onstage presence.
I'll
a good
save
voice.
My judgment.
I didn't even dare to look at her husband. You know, I didn't even dare to look at a glance.
Why?
Just because, like...
you thought he was going to give you the eye and you get hooked in?
Well, just, like, no, because, like...
What's
she,
the real teacher?
The way
I said Trinae, I didn't think she was going
to
be...
The way that she was talking to me and talking about her man and things like that, I just did not dare want
to look
like at her man.
I feel like there's more to this
like
story.
Like, was he looking at you and you felt uncomfortable?
I
like,
did see him look at me.
Well,
but
you,
it
are,
was,
you a bad one,
but
girl.
It was,
you a bad
but it was just more so, like, okay, let me not look... You know, I don't want... I actually, like, was like, you know...
Trying to be respectful.
Be respectful to her. I liked... We had a good
and
conversation.
And she probably knew that he was looking.
I don't know. I just was like, ooh,
but that's interesting, just a topic to throw out there. There are women who feel like... We saw this at the beginning of season one, Wags, where, like, okay, if you know that this is someone's man, do you... engage in conversation? Do you start conversation? Are you not flirtatious, but overly excited to talk to that person, or do you do what, like, what you just did? Like, you respect the fact y'all are married, like,
right? Because I ain't out here like that. If you got a man who's an athlete, then you know that you wouldn't want these groupies to be on him.
But you're not a groupie; you're an interviewee.
But I'm saying, I'm saying though, it's just like, yeah, I'm gonna definitely, you know, talk to him if it's an interview or if we happen to just have a conversation. But I'm gonna try my best to.
You're not just gonna randomly walk up to him and be like, "So, how's the weather?"
Yeah, I'm not gonna be like. Yeah, like, I'm gonna be more, oh yeah, that's what's
you
up.
Empathize
like,
with
I'm gonna,
it.
You know, be yeah. more like.
She respects marriage.
You know? Yeah.
Go ahead, Trinae.
You know?
All that love and hip hop we did.
I'm gonna be like, yeah, that. You right, bruh. Like, I'm
right,
gonna
right, yeah, not you gonna punch him
yeah,
in the
yeah, you real right.
Not you gonna dap him up when he try to go in for her. Yeah. Fist bump his ass.
Okay. How you doing? I'm Trinae. Wah, wah.
Alright, the editing this season's really choppy and weird. Like, they went from the L.A. cover thing where Sasha had originally felt bad for not supporting Barbie's wedding to then now she's at lunch with Barbie.
Well, a lot of first episodes are like that.
Is that? Okay.
Yeah.
Because it was just weird.
Because they're setting the table for the nonsense.
No, because the nonsense was out. But I did love some of the scenes, like when Autumn and Sasha came in that car and the way they got out the car.
Yeah.
They're mob wise.
That's called a hero shot. I learned that on Basketball Wise.
Really?
No, seriously, they're fun to shoot. You just make sure you got to watch how where the sun is positioned. You make sure that day is really breezy. And literally, it's just the person walking. Like, we did some hero shots for this other franchise. It's another city of Basketball Wise in the works.
Okay.
But, and the girls were in town and, they had to walk, like, you know, down the sidewalk, and then there's a cameraman that backs up. But then when they edit it and slow it down, you know, the makeup's fresh, the weave is blowing. Like, you look like it's really cool how they do it. It's called a hero shot because you're supposed to look like a superhero.
Well, girl, and they did.
And
yeah. Yeah.
And
I was yes.
Yes, but imagine how many times that probably was take three.
Oh, really?
And they, I mean, it
I
might have been.
I was thinking with the Mob Wives one. Like, that in the,
yeah.
From when that where they're
it
all
might
walking.
Have, it might have been like a take three. It might have been take one. But they sat in that car until the production team got set up to say, okay, here we go. And now, but they just, you know, slow it down and do like a little angling. It's really cool. Like, I would love to do a hero shot for my birthday promo one year.
All right,
yeah, get that in the works.
Put that request in. All right, so they go to the lunch, Sasha and Barbie, and, you know, they're just asking her about the wedding, and Barbie says, yeah, I'm thinking 50 to 75 guests, which is a really small wedding, especially for someone like her, who is a part of the WWE family.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I think that
But the fact that you're inviting these three girls versus, like, people you've worked in the industry with for, like...
Sometimes you don't want to be around certain things.
I mean, I feel it.
In a perfect world, I go back and forth about my wedding. I'm not engaged or anything. It's just, you know, how you think. I think I would want a very, very small wedding. I could do 10 people.
Really?
That's
10 people?
I could do 10
my
people.
My family, I got too many Greeks in my family. They'd be like,
sorry, cousins, you didn't aunts, uncles.
You didn't invite me? No, but I feel like
I would elope. I could go to Vegas.
You could. I feel like I would want my family there. I would want a few friends, but I wouldn't want, oh, like, I remember I hung out with her and I remember him, and I wouldn't
you
want
you wouldn't want the
200.
Carrie Bradshaw, Mr.
No.
Big, New York Public Library. He's not coming. He's not coming. Remember that scene?
Yeah.
You humiliate. Remember Sex and the City?
No,
the movie?
Honestly, I'm not going to say I've never really watched Sex and the City.
Really?
I know.
You got to at least look at the movie.
No,
the first
I know.
One.
I was told that I fell asleep.
Do
on
you
it,
want a, would you want a big or small wedding?
150 to 200 people, and most of that's my family.
Yeah.
Damn, we got a big family.
I do
see,
too.
I got
all
a
my
small
mom.
Family. It's going to be my man's side of the family. He's African. So.
Ooh. You know, are you engaged?
No, I'm not engaged. I'm a wag, though.
She is, though.
It's my secret. So, ladies and gentlemen,
over
if you have any
over
questions...
The, over the pond.
Do you have any questions?
Like a
any
little Miss Shanice, Evelyn's daughter over
then,
here.
You know, slide in my DMs. No, don't
not
slide
even
in my
Lozada.
DMs, but...
Yeah. Oh my gosh, we're gonna have to talk. Do you feel comfortable saying who it is?
Well, he's an overseas player.
Doesn't matter. He's so Googleable.
His name is Jonathan Koja.
Okay.
Look him up.
And he likes the song Busy Day.
And you
this
know,
is news to me, and you guys know I gotta ask the question.
International footballer.
When you say, you mean like football, like football. Like soccer.
Soccer, yeah. He's an international
Damn.
Soccer player. He's French.
Okay, like a black friend.
Jonathan Koja.
Jonathan Koja.
Let me say the picture.
Kojin.
K-O-D-J-I-A. My baby is a beast, so look him up. Spell look up his highlights. He's out here.
Spell it for the people out there to Google.
I'm so mad we're really doing this.
Well, I mean, I'm nosy.
He got long dang.
Lisa, long
dang. Don't do that about her boyfriend.
I'm just saying. Girl, we did it about all these other men's boys. Oh, why the engineer pulled up?
Oh my gosh. He's cute. I can see you all together.
See, guys, we don't only spill tea about Wes.
He's 6'2".
Oh, true night. Yes.
So, you know.
Oh, my God.
So, you know, we're going to definitely get...
Next season, Trinae.
You know what's so funny is that we actually knew a WAGS producer, and me and my friend had got interviewed for WAGS, but her boyfriend didn't want to do it because her boyfriend plays for the Ravens.
That'll be me.
So, I was so game for it. We both were game for it. He's like, I don't want to be on TV.
That'll be a revolutionary act.
With you.
That's a whole other conversation after buzzers. We can talk on Twitter about that in the wee hours of tonight. At Char Says So.
Yeah, hit me up on your girl, Trinae. And if you guys have any questions, if you guys are dating athletes and, you know, you want to just, like, get some questions.
So what are you
like,
this bitch about to start her own YouTube
show. Hold on, because I do have some questions. Because you made a point about how in the... athlete world, mm-hmm. you'd almost be a fool to not expect that there's some cheating. So do you feel that way about your own relationship?
I mean, I definitely...
Trinae's like, bitch, you know what I'm doing
out here? I definitely, at times, you know, in the beginning, no, I didn't think that. Mm-hmm. But at times, I'm like, okay, you know, not off-season would be like, okay, who's he hanging out with?
Like Shanice, what you we know? See Shanice go through on Living Lozada on the OWN Network.
But then, you know, it's kind of like, I don't want to go through my relationship just thinking, like... he's a cheater. He's mm-hmm. doing this. He's cheating. I mean,
right, because then what would be the point?
Yeah.
If you don't trust him, this goes for friendships, too. If you don't trust them, there's really no point in interacting.
Girl.
And we're long distance, so we are
that's
like...
big trust.
We are from the United States to...
that's a
Europe.
Lot of trust. That's not a road trip away.
Yeah. And I don't have, like, people, my friends are like, why don't you have, like, you know, some side pieces, you know? You should be having boyfriends. You should be going on dates and stuff.
Don't let them do that. Because all they're trying to do is yep. ruin you. Don't listen to them.
Yeah, but it's like, I met the family. Like, when you meet the family, if you date an athlete, and it's not even about the fact that he's an athlete, because even so, when he, mm-hmm. when I met him and he told me he was an athlete, it wasn't like my eyes lit up. I've had Derrick Rose approach me. I've had...
so she not new to this. She's true to this.
But I've never dated an athlete. I never have. This is my first time dating an athlete.
I would... okay.
So if you want
to... I would say something, but I'm not going to incriminate myself.
If you
want
to know about that Derrick Rose story, I am on Twitter. It was really crazy.
I haven't dated an athlete either, but... depends on how you define... let me be quiet.
I can't.
But yeah, the show ain't about me, so.
But it is. These girl bitches go
but
to Palm
Springs.
But
it's interesting having this perspective, yeah. especially with an international. You got a whole, this is intersectional. You got international and long distance.
Yeah, I've been to one of his games. I got to go to one of his games or whatever.
Is he more traveling out here?
Oh, all the time I've seen him. Mm-hmm. I've traveled to Europe. The only time he traveled out here is when we met. So we met last summer. And then,
well, copy that.
Good. I'm glad you made him come to America to me.
Like, I have some more questions, but I'm going to save them for off camera.
We met on his holiday, so I didn't know him before he came out here.
Was it like at the club? Was
we
it
met
at Norm's?
At a club.
Okay.
We met at Norm's.
I mean, you got to set the scene for people.
Right.
So
Chris
this
Brown
goes
Carucci.
Back to my Jasmine Sullivan reference because you never know who's watching you, okay? Listen to Mascara by Jasmine Sullivan and then you'll get a good laugh. And like I said, tweet me.
I just picture Shar in her room listening to that just with one of those perfumes that just.
Shar, maybe 8 months ago, absolutely. It was on repeat.
All right, so the girls go to Palm Spring.
Which I've never been. Have you ever been
there? No, I've never been to Palm
Spring. None of us. No. Jesse was just talking about how he got dragged for saying that he...
someone's like, you've been here for six... Courtney Stewart from here actually was like, you've been here for 6 years and you ain't never been to Palm Spring?
I've been here for two.
She said, that
been.
Is your people's yeah. land.
I need to go to Coachella.
Apparently it's a big gay place, Palm Spring.
Really? I didn't know that. It sounds like it's gay, though.
You know, I would want to go and get some massages. And
well, not if they're talking about it as a gay
wine.
They probably have the anal steaming there.
Sure do.
They probably do.
Okay, and I'd spend my money on a damn...
So, but Palm Springs was very awkward.
It was so awkward, especially when Barbie went inside to go change her shirt or swimsuit.
But
she's like,
but are you lingerie?
I'm so excited for Barbie's wedding.
I would have been like, check, please.
oh, no one told her.
You can't stay with us.
What if Sophia was like, girl, you ain't going.
I would have probably
they gave me your ticket,
though. I would have thrown my shoe at the TV and run out of the studio and been like, I'm not doing this with her this season.
Oh, you didn't know you weren't.
But no, that's what just sets it up to just be incredibly messy.
And then even more so,
Barbie shouldn't have let her throw the shower.
Yeah, that was
she
weird.
Should have let her do that, because that's it. And then if I were one of her friends, I would not appreciate being sandwiched in. But like, it's not my place to tell you, oh, Jesse, you're not invited to Trinae's wedding. Yeah. That's not my place. But also, Trinae is my friend. I would expect you to keep me out of that. If you don't want to invite Jesse, then that's your prerogative. But don't have me an awkward ass while you're changing into your stuff. He's talking about, well, I can't wait for the... I think I'm going to wear a gray suit. And I'm sitting there like, well... Quiet as it's kept.
Wait till you find out, girl. If only you knew.
Right. I just think that it's a messy situation all around.
We get Sasha even more. This is why I said Cynthia, because it was just like, there was a season right where, I think, was it the season before last on Roja, where Cynthia was kind of dying down. She really didn't have a storyline. So then we see her this season. She's running around starring all this drama. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like right after Sasha says that about the wedding, her second comment is, what happened with you and Sean? Bitch, why is that any of your business?
Yeah.
Why is that your business? And then you're mad about these girls Googling, and you ran back to go tell Autumn. Why is that any of your business to be asking what her and her man's problem is, girl?
I honestly felt like I was a little creeped out when she was like, now that she's becoming a wife, we'll become closer, and you know, we'll share that special bond. And the WAG world, transitioning from a girlfriend to a wife is a big step. I'm so excited. She was just like,
when Father Tom Cruise comes down and blesses her.
Sasha was making me very upset, actually, because she contradicted herself 50 million times at that dinner table when she was confronted by Sophia. Oh, you can't say, me saying I'm up here and you all are down here, that's not me saying that I'm better than you. That's actually exactly what you're saying, whether you're talking about tax bracket or morality or what have you. Either way, anytime you phrase I'm up here, you all are down, that is you essentially saying that you are better than, and that's incredibly tacky and incredibly rude. And if you're going to say a statement like that, young lady, make sure you're able to stand by it when you're called to the carpet about it. Don't get at the dinner table and not know what to say.
That's true.
If you, like I said, if you're bold enough, if you're ballsy enough to say behind someone's back, I'm up here and they're down here, when they get in your face about it, you better be ballsy enough to say it to their face.
Right.
She could have easily just been like, yes, when I said I'm up here, you're down there, because when an incident happens, I choose to sit back and be cute about it, and y'all want to jump in and get naked and do
what I would have cut Sophia off and been like, I said what I said.
But not only that, but then you get Sasha talking about, no, the difference when you're a wife, well, they're not wives.
Right.
So why are we even having this conversation? And then she, what happened after that? She asks Sean and Natalie, why are they on break? Sophia comes, sits down, says, Sasha, you're mean to my family. And Sasha says, I don't mean to be condescending, but the... Okay, that was the first sentence. The second one she followed with is, the perception I got was Beavis and Butthead.
Oh, wow.
Ouch.
That's quite the insult. But you know what?
You, Sasha girl, like, you were very sweet when I met you, but like...
Watch her hide behind Autumn.
Yeah.
Something like that would get you dragged.
Yeah, but you know what is crazy is when they had taken off Sophia's outfit or whatever, and she got naked, that whole fun part.
Oh, something wrong with your straps.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It's kind of like, for her, she used to be a video girl, so I'm sure she was half naked back then. I'm sure she was really out
there. Wait, was she the video girl that was like the video girl, or was she like the girlfriend in an Anthony Hamilton video, or was she in Tip Drill? Because there's two different types.
No,
there's
she wasn't
Stewart and
she wasn't a Tip Drill video girl, but I did hear that she like had cheated. She has a past and everything like that. And
see,
she was dating somebody,
these
so
girls,
it's just
going ham. Like, don't act like you didn't come from the other side of the rainbow either. Like, there's a process, and then on top of that, that's just how these girls are. But I will say, all I could think about when they got Sophia naked was the 18 production guys standing around looking at this, got a front row seat to this, because there are camera, lighting, sound, audio, like all different types of people standing around on these sets. And I was thinking to myself, I worked as an assistant talent wrangler just for this other show. And I was thinking to myself, if something like that would have happened in front of me, what would I have done? I probably just would have walked away and been totally appalled. Like, that's awkward.
Yeah.
To me, but, it would be like the follow through, like me seeing you the next day, like, good morning, Sophia. I just
those
saw
bitches don't give
literally
a fuck. They're models.
Drunk.
They're like, they're naked
true.
All the time
yeah.
in front of people like that. And I think also not only that, but like.
But I don't think that I'm better than her because they like to get naked and have fun.
I think they're
I'm not
fun.
That type of girl.
They're
yeah,
time.
No, but it's like, that's what you're
yeah.
doing. Like, girl, that's you.
It has
I don't
nothing
do
to do
that.
With me.
I'm over here chilling. Like, I'm not going to sit here.
And they're
do
much
it.
Younger than you are. Like, is there a big age gap?
Well, my thing was like, okay. Get upset when they're at the hockey game upstairs on the floor humping the chicken. Like, then...
Yeah, now that was out of
okay.
line.
But, like, y'all have this amazing, beautiful place to yourself.
Chicken, wasn't it
whatever, something like that.
the mascot?
Some
the
type of pet
right. But then she still remained friends with him, so it's just like, you know, obviously, maybe Barbie looks at these three girls and she's like, this
fun.
Is fun. This is what I want to be around.
But
I don't want to be
around seven
girls.
They pull the girls' dress off, like,
I'd
naked.
Rather be around the fun girls than the girls, we're wives, noses up. I'd rather be around the
okay.
crazy fun girls too.
It was just weird. And then Nicole comes in. You know, I don't mean to like be weird, but like, where's Autumn? Sasha said, well, she has kids, you know, and she has to take care of them.
And that's when Barbie was like, you know what, I'm fed up with this shit. Every time some shit happened, this bitch talking, blame it on the motherfucking kids. Like, Barbie was not, shout out to Barbie.
Yep.
I really like her. She came in last season.
But I do want to know if Barbie actually said that or if that was later in
it sounded
80.
Like it was freshly said.
Really?
Because there was hand motions and reactions too.
I would have loved
and normally
to
you can tell a
visual.
Dub when
yeah.
something's dubbed.
Paying attention to that.
Yeah, does they do it on the Kardashians all the time.
What happened to that? Then that's when Autumn's cheating scandal comes up. And again with Sasha, I'm sorry. I'm not gonna call y'all and be like, hey, this trip's really crazy. Like, things are being said. I can't tell you now. Let's do lunch when I get back.
Should she know people be
you ain't my friend. Friend. You ain't my friend. If I have to go 4 days now sitting here thinking, like, bitch, don't call me. Send me an email or like a photo on Instagram, but, like, don't be out here telling me half the story. Now I'm sitting here thinking, like, well, bitch, why couldn't you tell me?
Obviously
are
she
you
went,
over there talking?
Obviously, she went to hold the tea. Obviously, the walls are
she
thin.
Wanted another scene.
If you ever yeah. been talking shit about another girl while the other girl is in the living room or something, you don't say shit. Or you talking cold, like, girl. And then she had the nerve to blah, blah, blah. Oh, yeah. And then she did. No.
Bad
no,
girls
you know,
they do it all the time.
It's like, but so it's like she probably didn't want to be like saying all of that and then have one of them overhear her.
Well, that's pussy.
Then, so.
I mean, I get it. But all right. So then Sasha and Autumn meet up after their hero shot and two Moscow mules in.
Oprah's favorite drink, by the way.
Really?
That is Oprah's favorite drink. Moscow
really
Mule
good.
And Patron Tequila on the rocks.
She's a tequila girl.
Like, straight.
She brings up the baller alert, and that's when Autumn says, oh, Sophia don't want my name in her mouth. Mind your own M&F
this was so
business.
Annoying.
And we get to this exclusive shopping event that Nicole put on, where we meet the boo thing, this Tia Shipman, who we're getting in here because she's everything.
I like her.
In the world.
And I'm glad that there's some chocolate in the mix.
I just wish they gave her a little more of, like, an intro.
Right. I felt like Sophia had more of an intro. I'm like, is this girl, now is she like a Marlo Hampton or is she like actually on the roster
she's
with the peach?
She's on the roster. Mm-hmm. She's in the pictures.
Wow.
In the promo.
She didn't have an intro
so
at
maybe
all.
Next week we'll
episode,
get like
yeah.
the her at her home.
Can we have
that.
Ashley? Can we see if we can get Ashley in here? I just want to know if she's watching this season.
Look, I'll reach
does
out
she
to
feel like talking about it?
Well, probably not.
Ashley and her fiance.
Girl.
I just have a few questions, nothing major.
So at this party, Sophia boldly just walks up to Autumn and she's like, hey, how are you? So is your relationship fake too?
Oh my gosh.
Well,
that's the kind of reality TV we need in life. Bitches who are like, look, I know this is being filmed. She's about to gag when I walk up.
Because Autumn
to
wasn't going
to
say anything to that
sure
girl.
Sure wasn't.
She wasn't going to say anything to that girl.
But Autumn's the type to be like, like, she don't confront.
She said, you know, we're not bringing, well, Sasha says, we're not bringing up the Google thing because that's just tacky, but we're having a conversation about Natalie and her ex based off what kind of hearsay. Now Sasha and Autumn say, it's not that deep.
You know what? I'm gonna leave. Like,
I'm so over them already. I feel like this season's going to be way better than last.
I do too, because I think they're going to leave this situation.
But I get nervous because, you know, the Potomac Housewives, their most explosive episodes were the first two.
Mm. Yeah, that's true.
Then it kind of hit a plateau.
Mm-hmm. Well, so. These girls really dislike each other.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, I feel like the Potomac women, they disliked each other but knew how to be around each other.
Well, we shall see.
We shall.
But you know what was so funny? It was when they were at Sasha's performance, they were all there. And they were rooting her on. But really? Some of them were... I was peeping. I was watching, mm-hmm. watching them and stuff. I saw... Olivia right here, so Nicole, and Olivia wasn't really rooting her on, but Nicole was, so.
Well, Nicole's cool with everybody.
So, yeah, she's the neutral number seven.
Yeah. All right, so real quickly, prediction-wise, we got there's going to be a Vegas trip. We're going to get the wives versus the daters. Looks like Mercedes might want to move a little faster with Olivia. Natalie tries on a wedding dress while Barbie's trying hers.
Tacky. No, ma'am.
No, that was Nicole.
Nicole, excuse
me. Yeah, Nicole. I would have been like, excuse me?
Which she turned around like...
I would have hit that neck too, like, oh, bitch, wait a minute. You know,
this is not your day.
Right.
We're going to get the wedding. Sean, maybe over Natalie.
I'm actually not.
Ask me if I care. Do I look like I care? I hope not, because I really don't.
Sophia punches somebody in a club.
That girl Sophia needs is to be a on bad girl.
Okay. That's what her ass needs to be.
And then apparently we get a couple more new girls who look like they from the Jersey Shore or Bad Girls Club coming in looking like Snooki. Like, what is
whoever that? Was the EP over at E was like, listen, bitch. We're saving my show. I can't go back to being unemployed. No, what we're about to do is we're about to recruit these new bitches. Like, they're about to bring it this season.
We getting a season three. Okay. Kardashians, move on over.
And I felt like that's the dynamic that they tried to have, by the way. When there were scenes with just Natalie, Olivia, and Sophia, it was so reminiscent of Kim,
Sasha?
Courtney, and Chloe. Hey. She gave me Toni Braxton, no, just be a everything. Man about it. That was so staged, like, oh, I'm in my black silk robe, just about to take a bath. Oh, by the way, I'm all shaved, waxed, right, and oiled up. My hair is in a tousled ponytail, but my makeup is late. Like, she gave me music video. Toni Braxton, just be a man about it. That's
video
what I heard.
Girl, she knows how to get pregnant. Well, we want to thank you guys so much for tuning in. Let us know what you guys think down below in the comment section. Also, hit us up on iTunes, subscribe, rate us 5 stars if you love us. 4 if you didn't, the rest don't work. And leave us a comment. We'll give you guys a shout out on the show. We're going to have some of the girls come through the studio to spill some tea. I'm going to try and get Ashley on too.
Why not? She ain't doing nothing. That's no.
I know it wasn't, girl, but you know what I'm saying. Make sure you guys hit us up. You guys can talk to me all week long at DJ Jesse J.
And you can find me at your girl Trinae on Instagram,
like, on Twitter. American Airlines flying to London.
What was that
no,
song?
But for real though, you know, we can talk, you know, remember what I said?
This I can bitch answer got questions. Mom and D pimp bitches up.
Okay. Oh, and you all can find me at Char Says So. That's, you know, with all S's. Char Says So on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all that fun stuff.
Boom. We'll be back next week. Same time, same place. Make sure you guys also hit us up at AfterBuzz TV on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. All social media across the platform. Bye.
Bye, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.